Meanwhile, the tensions with China are continuing. New Zealand officials were summoned to the Chinese embassy in Wellington after they called for us to abandon the, quote, Cold War mentality when dealing with cyber incidents. Foreign Minister Nanaia Mahuta says areas of difference need not define our relationship, and we will continue to promote the things we believe in. But what does the spat mean for our relationship going forward? Joining us, Chairman of the New Zealand China Council, Sir Don McKinnon. Very good morning to you, Sir Don.
Good morning to you too.
How significant is it for our officials to be called into the embassy?
Oh, that's pretty significant. You realise these messages are going back and forwards between officials and other people sort of all the time. But when they become public, you know very well both sides are lifting the temperature, lifting the ante, becomes more serious, and ultimately it has to get dealt with.
Is it understandable China considers New Zealand's statement on the cyber attack as a shot across the bow, as unnecessarily provocative?
Well, we are one of many nations who've been firing a few shots across the bow. This is the first time we've gone public about it. Mm. We have conveyed privately, and this is most often what happens in diplomatic circles. You give these messages privately and give the other party a chance to rectify or change their behavior or something like that. But when you go public, when you decide your message has to be on the front page of the paper,
yeah,
the top of the news, well, that creates embarrassment for the other side, and you've got to deal with it like that.
Was there a sense, do you think, Sir Don, New Zealand took a sort of a safety in numbers approach, given the entire EU were backing this condemnation?
Well, sometimes the question of when you do lift the ante. We've always been very transparent about our relationship with China. It's never been an easy one. Mind you, with all our trading nations around the world, never all easy. There's always bumps in the road. This is a bump in the road with China. It won't last forever. It'll be resolved eventually, and we go on.
So for New Zealand exporters who may well be concerned that this could lead to trade retaliation, what would you say?
Well, it may do. What impact has on individual exporters is yet to be known. It may be more noise than actual fact. You go back to the time when President Trump was yelling at the Chinese almost every week, and they just kept upping the ante on either side. The ultimate impact has never really been known what it was, but there was a lot of noise. And that was what threw people off. But this is a case of, all right, we feel we have to say these things. I'm no longer privy to the kind of information that ministers now have. When you consider it's time to lift the ante, go public, you know it's pretty serious. You know there will be consequences. But these things do not last forever.
Sir Don, thank you very much. Sir Don McKinnon, Chairman of the New Zealand China Council.